This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sorry, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And there's a couple of notes coming out of practice. They're gearing up, those Texans are, for a very important week four game. There are some people that are not practicing. Here is the list of the people that I could see via the number of people who are out there at practice. Titus Howard has not been spotted at the portion of practice that is open to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Concern level?
Some, for okay. Sure.
Jakob Johnson has not been seen on the practice field.
Maybe even more.
Really? Okay, hold on to that.
That's more of a concern than Tate?
Maybe.
Hold on, I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley Jr.
Yeah.
Not practicing.
The biggest, obviously the biggest concern.
Shout out to Big X.
Because he is so good and such a game changer, game wrecker. But for sure, I would rank him Stingley 1, and clearly, not having your right tackle, if it lingers, and today and tomorrow are the big days for practice, is a problem. The reason I said maybe with Jakob Johnson, how many tight ends they have? Period.
Dalton Schultz, that you really use? I mean, they use Harrison Bryant, but I don't – how do you feel? And then even Jakob Johnson use as a tight end mm-hmm. has been so-so. But
that's why. It's like they don't have any warm bodies over there.
That
man.
Is a fair point. That actually circles back to the larger conversation I want to have. But, like, the Stingley thing, this is problematic. I mean, obviously, it makes more sense now, or even more so, because, I mean, I think you needed some depth coverage anyways. Why Zion Childress, the rookie undrafted free agent out of Kentucky who was previously on the Cowboys practice squad, that makes a little bit more sense why you sign him. But does it feel like you're going to get a lot more Tremont Smith this week? Because, again, they were talking about – I know Aditi Kinkabwala on the broadcast on CBS on the weekend talked about ribs, obviously, was given to us as oblique, but that I honestly kind of would have hoped it was ribs. Like, ribs feels like something that...
Break something, fix it.
Right. Oblique is one of those things lingers. That it feels like, yeah, exactly, for a guy who is in a position...
I wouldn't want either one, to be fair.
No, I would prefer clean bill of health, but for a guy who has a lot more rotation, who's going to need to flip his hips and all these things, like that oblique, that portion of his body, that, kind of mm-hmm. the trunk, of his body is going to be very important.
Spinning, and you always talk about the hips and being able to turn.
And you know what the one thing was that I
have
made
you tried to turn with some bad ribs?
I haven't because I've always muscle. Had good ribs. Hold that, Lopez.
I ate ribs with the man.
I've had cramps.
I forgot that. That was hilarious.
But have you ever gotten like cramps up in here?
Yeah.
Debilitates
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't do much.
Yeah.
The time when I knew in watching the Jaguars game where I was like, oh, Sting is... capital D-U-N done,
yeah.
Was when, oh, who did they throw the ball to down the sideline? They threw a jump ball, and I think it might have been Brian. It had to be Brian Thomas Jr. because I think mm-hmm. that's who he was sticking. And it threw a jump ball, and Sting didn't even go up for it.
Yeah.
Like, there was no vertical attempt for it. Now, you know Derek Stingley. He's going to go play that football. There was no elevation, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, that dude is really hurting.
Sure, sure.
And then he ends up being taken out, designated as questionable to return, ultimately not returning in that game. And now the first practice that we have, not the end-all, be-all, but one of the more physical ones, he's not out there. I'm legitimately concerned. I gotta be honest.
And you well you well should be. Now Aaron Wilson has reported that it, you know, early signs are, for what it's worth, just a report from Aaron, that he's going to try to give it a go against the Titans. That you know, obviously he'll try, but again, muscular versus bone sort of makes you feel like that's a little tenuous, you know.
No, for sure. I think that's absolutely fair. And I'm not going to lie. Of course, we can parse words, and that's not always, you know, the way that we need to see it, but it's what we have right now. Mm-hmm. The idea that he's giving it a go, I don't know if that's Aaron's words or if that was words that was given to him by someone or that he heard. That ain't the most inspiring on Wednesday. Like, if you say that on Friday, I'm like, okay, I kind of see how we got there. Yeah. We just starting this portion of the week.
Well, remember when D'Amico was saying, you know, we'll see when it comes to Joe Mixon. Well,
what have we gotten any update on that, huh?
Maybe after the practice today, we'll hear something.
Because we're heading up to that week four window where the people who have been on IR are physically unable to perform, like Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. I think Jimmy Ward falls into that. Jalen Reed, who now becomes even more important now mm-hmm. that you are a safety down. Those guys, I'm interested in hearing what the update is on any and all of those guys as after this week, the window comes open.
But anyway, just to kind of finish that point.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. He said, we'll see when it comes to Joe Mixon. I'll try when it comes to playing. When someone says, hey, Figgy, your party, I'm going to try, all right? I'm going to try to get there.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means I am staying in my bed. Yeah. I'm binge watching about 3 episodes of my favorite show, and I'm going to sleep.
Invite me to your party, Figgy.
Hey, you want to come over to my party?
Yeah, man, I'll try.
That's a we'll see. We'll see is my favorite.
We'll see.
We'll see was D'Amico about Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
I'll try. He's going to try to give it a go. I'll try.
Yeah. Now, when you say I try, that means you in bad shape too.
Yeah.
Like if I'm sick and I'm trying to come in, I try to come in.
Yeah.
That means I'm not good at all.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. Yeah. You already talked about. Yeah. Titus Howard also was an interesting one there.
Come on up, Blake Fisher.
Because that's the thing. It's like he's been healthy scratch. Been healthy scratch the last couple of times.
That's why I'm shocked you didn't say Titus Howard concern.
You guys have done a very good job of portraying me as hating Blake Fisher.
You do.
I do not.
You do. That's why you were so – I heard you say it. When Texas A&M beat Notre Dame, you were like, suck it, Blake
Take
Fisher.
That, Blake Fisher.
I heard it.
No, I don't.
That's why y'all ain't getting him more in the training camp because of you.
I don't have a relationship. I don't hate him. He's not good. That's the point. And that's why, I probably should have vaulted that into a little higher mode.
Way too early.
Yeah.
Way, way, way too early. However, if we get through tomorrow and Friday and Titus Howard is not available, is musical chairs time? Because, I mean, like, when you talk about the tackles that you
great
have.
Great point.
Right? Because Cam Robinson, as Ariante Urshery goes and plays right tackle, doesn't he?
Yeah, because Cam can't play no right tackle, can he?
No.
No. Well, I mean, I think he may be here and there, but yeah, Cam Robinson left tackle. Oh, we're going to do that again, man. We're going to do it again, aren't we?
Well, not assuming, again.
I mean, if it could
be something nagging and then he's good to go tomorrow. Like, these are all plausibilities within this, but that is something that now I have to think about because I honestly, the Derek Stingley, I'm not super surprised with, him being held out of the remainder of the game. It's upsetting. It's a little, but I'm looking at that Titans team and I don't know that they have a ton of guys that threaten me when it comes to wide receivers. Like you clearly, I like Elikaya Manor. Like I think he's a really good player, but I think that you have, at least with Kamari Lassiter, I think you have guys that can really contend with them. He's a big body guy, but I like the physicality that Kamari can bring to this. I think you can manage that. It gets a lot dicier when we're talking about this offensive line where we already have questions about the ceiling on the talent here for you to then come back around and look at it and go, well, one of the guys that has been pretty solid for you with Titus, especially when he's been on an island, he's actually produced a similar to an average at least tackle around the league and probably better than average to be fair to him on that side on an island. And if he's not there, now a dude who's had a little bit of trouble on the island, admittedly on the blind side of the quarterback, move him to left, and then Cam Robinson, who got beat out by that rookie, is now stepping back up. How does that look? I don't know. So that was something that definitely caught my attention just off of the who is available, who is not in practice. And then you mentioned Jakob Johnson. I'll save for tomorrow. I think I want to dive deeper. There we go. And dig into the personnels that the way that the league has been using them. But we were talking earlier about CJ, what the contract, where right now, what the contract would feel like, or what you would feel like the right plan of action would be. But obviously, right now is not nearly when that decision needs to be made.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping to see from CJ this week and moving forward to get you to a place where you feel a lot more comfortable about the idea of big time contract this offseason, boom? Because I mean, this the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step, and that one step is Sunday at that stadium that is right over your shoulder, NRG.
Well, I think they both go together. I think his contract talk and what you're hoping to see out of him absolutely go together, but not just from our perspective or from the Texans' perspective in terms of negotiating. I think that's where the frustration comes from, or at least a part of it, with C.J. Stroud. The frustrated figure was talking about it earlier. You know, he doesn't even look like the same guy. He doesn't, you know, his body language, you know, et cetera. Clearly, he wants to have a bigger part of the offense and have a bigger say in the offense, but not necessarily this one. I think, you know, it has to be, you know, it's common sense. Part of it is like, y'all are killing my numbers, man. Y'all are absolutely killing my numbers, and that's money. You know, so what do I want to see? I think it's the same thing.
That's viable. Because, I mean, there's like, I want to see CJ throw the ball up and down the field and run around. And like, obviously, these are things that we can say. But one of the things that feel viable with what we've seen thus far with this offense.
Yeah. Well the viable things that we've seen have been, you know, some of the attempts to get Nico Collins involved and such. But clearly, I had higher expectations. It was just his first game for Christian Kirk to maybe open things up. I think they need to – the biggest problem with C.J. Stroud holding him back right now, outside of maybe the lack of confidence, is the route concepts and the approach in the passing game is high school. It's high school stuff, and he knows it. You know, he's been around, you know, a lot of people in football that really know offenses, and he's gone through all the, you know all the different iterations of the coordinators and coaches that he's had. I think their offense right now, they need to be doing some big changes in terms of just some of the concepts they're doing. And that's hard during the regular season. Almost impossible.
It is. The word that I wrote down that I was thinking that I think answers the question that even I asked myself,
mm-hmm.
I think anticipation is the big thing for me.
Oh, in terms of just his play.
Yeah, for him, mm-hmm. I think if we get back to seeing some of that anticipation, one, it would show me that he's getting comfortable with what's happening here and not necessarily tracking behind, because it feels like seeing him go through the progression, you can see his head going through the progression, but then you can also see instances where maybe he's holding on to the ball just a little too long and not getting the ball. That idea of I feel comfortable enough, not just with what's happening in front of me, with anticipating what's happening with defense, but also with my relationship with my wide receivers, where I go, I know he's about to break here. I don't have to wait to see him break, especially because in the NFL, windows are so much smaller. It's like, I know he's about to be there. I'm confident that he's there. He gets the ball out. The only thing that's scary about that is if you do, then you're wrong. That's how interceptions happen.
But I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that ties directly with the confidence issue too. I think I pointed out a couple of plays with you earlier this week where it was just a slight double pump.
Yeah.
Just a slight double pump.
The double clutch. Yeah.
That's not the C.J. Stroud we know. That's not got it. Let it rip. You know, that, and that's what you're talking about. Yeah. There's a slight hesitation. It is, but I think it's between the ears or confidence or lack of or whatever. I think the interception was a kind of a little, you know, slight double pump. From being more decisive, trusting what he's always trusted himself, rather than all these things bouncing around in his head and should I do this? Oh, the ball needs to go there, et cetera.
Yeah. This is a question that was asked because this goes back to us talking about how Jakob Johnson seemingly not practicing today, and really him, the fullback, kind of been utilized in some ways. You see him in that that split block on like an inside split or rather inside zone or a split zone. When you have him doing that, you know, he's used as a tight end. Would you be interested at all, as these 3-6-1 throws out here, at utilizing maybe Higgins in some of those tight end situations? We were talking about how you had a lot of big bodies, and this team does have big bodies. Justin Watson was kind of used as a power slot a little bit. We've seen Xavier Hutchinson used as a power slot at some times. But Higgins is one of those guys that used a little bit obviously used as like that Z receiver, but he does have size. Would you be interested at all in seeing him kind of tight end?
I mean, at this point, you almost have to be, just because of the lack of bodies. But let me ask you guys this. Very simple question, which sometimes I like to do because I think it just gets the guttural reaction. Is Jaden Higgins good?
I think he is. I think he's early. Like, he's young. He's starting to figure this. He's still figuring this out. And he's not being utilized that much necessarily. So I think that those things are going to come along. And that's actually why I probably go no on the tight end. He's still feeling out and picking up the rest of this offense, which, again, there's still conversation to be had about what this offense is and what it's becoming and whether it can get to a level that is satisfactory or not. But that doesn't mean that there's not complexities in the way that they are trying to operate this. That is kind of also part of the issue. Is like, why is your offense, like, why are we inherently and intentionally picking something that feels like it has some possibly unnecessary complexity to it? But then having him then go pick up a different position at tight end probably isn't fair to him, and I don't know how impactful it'll be.
Is Jaden Higgins good? To do.
I think he's, right now, I think he's okay. I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he can be good right now. Just looking at everything, I think he's okay.
I agree with both of you. I think he can be good. I think the right answer, if we're being fair, is nobody knows. And that's the problem.
Well,
nobody knows if he's good or not.
And I think the most important answer is the defenses don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the idea of whether or not you're good, I think, only goes so far as how does it impact defenses and force them to affect things. And right now, defenses are like, the only guy we got to account for, number 12 right there. And that's one of the things that also makes things difficult for this offense right now. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, about that time we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so ChatGPT is taking something away that we all grew up kind of doing, kind of an art that we used to do, and they kind of taking that away from us. Plus, we got to go through this whole Scooble thing from last night, man. I actually got the play-by-play of that whole inning, how he just crashed out.
Let's do the crash out of Tarek Scooble. We'll do that next.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there.
I like the way he does that.
It's great. It's a great intro.
What did I do?
No, I'm just talking to Reggie. Okay.
It was a sidebar, sir.
Doesn't concern you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I want to know, are we toast as a society?
Yes.
Man?
Oh, for sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. 100%.
We are toast.
I've heard for many years that we're going to hell in a handbasket, so the answer is just yes.
Yeah, this one kind of disturbed me a little bit. And I know back in the past, you could probably speak to this, Lopez, or when computers came around and it was just emails, and then now it's like people don't know how to write a letter.
Yo, for sure.
That type of stuff. Yeah. I think we're going through this phase now, and I think I'm part of it too, where I'm probably the person like, you can't do this. Yeah. So apparently, according to a new survey, 73% of people who use AI chatbots regularly say they are dependent on AI, and 25 of them struggle to write an email without using AI.
Which is crazy to me, because what's an email if not just a fancy, like a text with a tuxedo on? Just send it, like you're basically just sending a text.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That's true.
It's a text with a tuxedo on. Just go ahead and send
I was wondering what's the struggle with
you're
that?
You're not wearing your slippers. You put some shoes on.
That's all it is. It's a text with house clothes on. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, is this going bad? Because just think about, let's say you had a job opportunity and somebody said, yeah, send me an email.
Yeah.
Could you send that person a professional email about a job?
Well, professional is different.
But still, even you should be able to.
Hey, somebody walk in here and say, hey, send me an email and, you know, get to me. And I get you this job.
Okay.
Could you do that, or you can't do it without AI?
Well, of course, we could do it.
You
because
sure?
We have,
you don't know me.
I have confidence in you.
Okay, cool.
And Figgy. But I will say this. It's starting to irritate me more and more.
Uh-oh. ISO!
It's starting to irritate me more and more. Like, when I start to write an email, and AI pops up on the email and says, would you like me to say, you know, blah, blah, finish this email, however they put it. And I'm like, hell no, get out of my email. I feel like yelling at that damn thing.
It's getting,
so I think that's what you're talking about. People just say yes. You know, write it about such and such.
Because we're lazy and we don't like using our brains.
And it's worse with the phones, because now you got it on your phone where if you texting something, they try to finish your sentence. I'm like, I wasn't even trying to say that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like, don't make this text look like a damn professional email.
Yeah.
Like, it's a text message.
Mm-hmm. I bet Lopez's real problem, he's like, I can write better than you.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it out loud.
I read it all over. He's like, no, I'm a professional writer. I don't need this.
Basically, I go, psh.
Yeah. Also, by the way, 21% say decision making has become harder without using ChatGPT.
That's the one that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Hey, that one, just flip a coin, damn it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is, you can't make a decision without turning to the app.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know what? We're going to shame people, because shame is a powerful tool in society. If you are listening and you're one of that 21%, I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. We kind of hear. I didn't think we'd get here this early where just writing the email, it's like, oh, I can't do that. I need ChatGPT.
You said writing it. Bro, they can't make these decisions. What am I going to eat for dinner? Well, let me ask ChatGPT. Why?
Oh, and the conversations
why?
You have.
Why?
Yeah.
Someone the other day was having a conversation with ChatGPT, like you and me. And my face probably looks like it does right now. I was just like, you got to be kidding.
I love that I sound just as old as John Lopez. Right, like, exactly as old as John Lopez.
No, we do kind of sound old, because even with the email game, it's not like it was 20 years ago where you actually had to use indent and all this other stuff. Some people just say, John,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks, and sign my name or whatever.
That works.
That's what I'm saying. So you need help with that?
That works.
Yeah.
Maybe sprinkling a sincerely here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about a nice best?
And a heretofore?
You know what I mean? Oh, heretofore, you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
See, now, if I really want to make somebody mad, I'll throw in a to whom it may concern.
Yeah.
That's really old school.
Go wild.
Regards.
Regards. Definitely.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So we were watching the Astros late last night. I ain't going to lie. After I seen that little blooper, that little Benny Hill blooper they had going on.
You took to the house?
Nope. I ain't got time. It's been a rough.
I ain't got time for this.
It's been a rough week for Houston sports, man. And y'all going to start the game off like this? Like, nah, I'm good, man. I check the score in the morning like I usually do. But
so you weren't getting all those texts. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, no, I actually did. I think I was working out or something. I forgot what I was doing.
I'm not gonna lie, I think you sent it at 10:37 because I was already in bed. I was watching. I say I was watching, I was listening.
It was watching you.
Yeah, I
think I just got home around that time. But I'm like, I ain't wasting my time with this, man. But it was another game one before that. So you had the Guardians versus the Tigers, and a little backstory: the Guardians are now in first place in the AL Central.
Mm-hmm.
After 19 days ago, They were down 11 games. They were 11 games back, which is pretty much, I thought they were dead. I thought it was over.
Of course. Everybody did.
Yeah, so now.
Which is why you should remember that the Houston was playing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's still early. It's early. But Scoobal, what's his name? Tariq Scoobal? Tariq Scoobal.
Although I do feel like I should just start calling him Tariq because it sounds funny to me, but it's Tariq.
Yeah. Now, it should be Tariq. And then somebody walk
in. I kind of like Tariq.
Yeah.
White Tariq.
Yeah. No, that'd be hilarious.
More like, street cred.
You got Tariq coming in, and it's a white guy. Like, what?
No, it's street cred, man.
Yeah, it might be a little.
He's invited to the cookout.
Yeah, just off of the name. But Scuba probably had the worst inning of his career. I think it's fair to say this. And I actually have the whole six inning.
The sequence?
Yeah, the whole thing from beginning to end. And I'm going to play it for you. And I want to say we sit here and enjoy it, but this was kind of comical, and let me get my music real quick.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. Here's Scoobal's sixth inning.
He bunts, and it's going to be perfect bunt. Dingler won't get a handle on it.
Beautiful stuff.
Scoobal, right?
He's showing bunt. Bunts it up the first baseline. Scoobal off the mound. Oh, he threw it over the head of the first baseman. Angel's on his way to second. Quan into third. He'll stop there. Slow chopper up the third baseline. McKinstry's only play is at first. He has no play. It's an infield RBI single, and it's a 2-1 game. It gets away. Here comes the tying run on the wild pitch.
Well, Jose was almost off.
He bopped. He bopped into third.
Oh, yes, he did, and that's what he did. All of a sudden,
2-1 pitch. Slow chopper to first. That'll get the go-ahead run home. 3-2 Cleveland, and a ball still has not left the infield.
That is the type of game, man, that's made me like that. In the past, that I go, oh, this is the saddest thing in sports.
It's sad
because, of any other place in sports, I'm trying to think of anywhere where you're just out there alone. There's no clock to save you. Your teammates can't save you if this pitch is not going over. Right, you're just out there alone. Can't nobody help you. You just got to get through this unless they pull you out the game, which is even worse, right? Yeah.
That's borderline like tennis. Like tennis, you out there on your own. Everything you do is on you.
Yep.
Everything pretty much was on him at that point, man.
Just up there.
Dog,
flailing.
He had an error. By the way, he tried to throw the ball between his legs.
It went, yes, that's right.
Man, that was I think a long snapper might have had a better.
Weeks on the mound.
John Weeks. Yeah, he puts that right in the glove, right
That's
in the pocket.
Exactly what he did, man.
That is, man.
Yeah, the wild pitch, a balk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's funny about that is it starts with bunts, which maybe you go, all right, my teammates got to help me. And then you were doing it to yourself, airmailing it over your first baseman, wild pitches and everything. And the worst part about that type of feeling is you want to be mad. You have all the anger.
Sure.
There is no one to direct it at.
No.
There is no one that you could be mad at.
And the other
thing
is, as much as it was self-inflicted, a lot of it was self-inflicted, that man doesn't deserve that, man.
Yeah.
That man does not deserve that.
Especially, like, if we were just talking about generic pitchers, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Even more so.
No, for him.
That dude has been Cy Young caliber.
Yeah.
Like, that was wire to wire.
Yeah. That was some Framber type stuff, man.
Wow.
That was a Framber type in it.
Has Framber had that type? Like, that particularly...
Nothing is going right.
Yeah, but nothing's going right, but in a very particular way. Nothing went to the outfield, dog. Like, we're talking about
that's
within,
what I'm saying. Nothing was hit hard.
Within the 90 feet to either base, man. It's just everything is right in here in this little pocket. That is a different... You getting your ass beat in a phone booth, right? Like, that's like when you're in a boxing match and he's like, no, I'm not running. I'm right here and just mink. Yeah. That is rough.
Yeah.
That was tough, man. And that might be their seat. They still got some life. Mm-hmm. They can still, you know, win the rest of the games and all that stuff, but it is not looking good for them. Mm-hmm. And this will probably be the biggest historic collapse in history.
Well, it already, to be fair, they've blown the
lead. They've blown the lead,
done. The collapse is done. Now it's just a matter of if they can survive.
Yeah, can you be less terrible than the Astros have been in this stretch? And hopefully the Astros make that answer for the
blown
Tigers.
It's blown.
Yeah.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, it's the Mixtape and Loop Sports Radio 610. Lopez, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Damon Nash? Dame Dash.
Oh, I think you said Damon Nash.
Dame Dash?
Dame Dash.
I am not.
Okay, so Dame Dash, he's a he was the CEO. He was the one that started Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z back in the day.
Okay, okay.
And
well,
so he was
familiar with that.
Yeah, so he was responsible for mm-hmm. I think he signed Kanye West.
Is that all?
Jay-Z.
No, not at all.
Yeah, he did a lot in hip hop and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to play this for you because you're not familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Dame Dash. This was years ago of him being on the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And he was talking about being a boss.
A boss, you're only the boss if you put up your own money. If you don't put up your own money, I don't care how much somebody gives you, you're nothing but a supervisor. It's not yours. There's no money in this world for someone to pay me so I can call them a boss. That's like calling somebody daddy. How can a man call another man, yo, that's my boss? We don't do that.
I mean, everybody at some point has to have a boss, right?
No, not in Harlem. Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're being selfish. Do you think your son enjoys you calling somebody else a boss? Don't you think your son would rather wake up with you and you could pick him up from school instead of having to do a 9-to-5? My pride is in my children. Like, look what I'm doing right now. Look at my son. I taught my son never to have a boss. He's 23. He owns a restaurant. He has cookies. He has equity. He busts his ass so he can pass it on to his son. If that's not what you hustling for, you're selfish.
Dang, he was very adamant about
this.
Wait,
if don't nobody have a boss, who work for who?
I actually kind of get his point.
You do?
I kind of get his point. Is that wrong?
Don't work for nobody, never.
No. Because what he said,
how could you look your son in the eyes if he went to work and provided for him?
I wouldn't go to that extreme that he did. But what he said,
we need to call Parker daddy.
No.
Right? Hey.
Again, let me clarify. He said, supervisor. If you don't put your own money into it. I'm not saying I necessarily agree wholeheartedly with that because there are bosses that make a lot of money that have huge personal investments in the company. But I get his point. Like, once you put your own money into something, you are completely, literally, and figuratively invested. If someone makes you the boss, you could still go somewhere else.
Which is funny, though,
you know?
Because the people that I imagine you look up to in business, a lot of them are going and putting collateral down and getting loans and stuff to do things. Are they now calling J.P. Morgan Chase they daddy? I think it's nonsensical.
See my point? I don't think it's necessarily 100% right, but I get his logic. I get his logic.
The funny thing is he was a CEO.
Yeah.
So you had workers. So, like, are they calling you daddy?
Well, I think the daddy thing I don't necessarily care about, but yeah, I get,
yeah. But anywho, here is, oh, our daddy just walked past.
Hey, Parker. Calm down.
You mean the supervisor?
No, if we got a, we the super, well, I guess he is a supervisor. Yeah, yeah, because he probably don't own this company at all.
You said or probably. You know he doesn't own it. What do you mean probably?
I mean, you never know,
you think,
man.
You own the company.
I've been keeping something away.
I own the company, but I also work relatively middle management.
Anywho, this is Dame Dash right here. I wanted to play this. I ran across this clip. Here's Dame Dash on Beyonce. And remember, him and Jay-Z used to be cool. Mm-hmm. They're cool. They're not cool anymore. But here is Dame Dash on Beyonce. And if he's still listening to Beyonce.
You know, I don't even look at, I don't even listen to Beyonce records because I don't want to f*** her. I don't want to see her shake her body.
Where did that
I don't,
come
even
from?
Even though Jay, I still consider him my brother. I don't even really know what she looks like. You understand what I'm saying? I don't really look at her. I don't listen to her music. To me, her music portrays her, and the way that she dances and stuff puts her in a sexual light. So I feel funny looking at it.
Bro, this is too much, man.
Wait, he said he don't listen to the record.
He don't listen to her.
You know, you have to listen with your eyes, brother. He said it like as soon as he listens to it, he's like, well, now I gotta go
see,
open up the X-rated websites.
I want to do something to her if I listen to her, so I can't even look at her.
So does he just listen to men? Because like, well,
if you take that logic on the women and take it to the men, I think that might be worse.
Because what, you know, there are
if that's what compels you to want to go and do things, I feel like that might change your dynamics here.
Yes, but at the same time, a vast majority of women who are entertainers and have become superstars are pretty damn good looking. So he's just like, nah, man, I don't want any part of that.
That's just that masculine Harlem energy, man, yeah. Where it just, all that stuff, man.
Dame, I wish you well, but man, yeah. you doing a lot, brother.
Lopez, I should give you some homework, man. I'm going to send you a Dame Dash interview.
Don't
just
make him
let
do
you,
that.
Yeah, well, you got to.
To be honest, the name was familiar. I just had no idea who it was.
Yeah, fair enough. You probably seen him before, but yeah, he's been around for a minute.
Was Dame on the Notorious Cameron interview that he did with Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, he was.
That maybe that's there? Where I heard.
He
yeah,
was.
Yes. Like you might have.
He was. I might have to send you that one too.
I got dirt on you, dog.
Yeah. But by the way, before I get out of here, special salute to Sister Jean.
Oh, how about that?
Just retired.
108.
108.
Like,
well, I thought it was six. Is it six?
I
or
thought
eight?
It was six.
Okay, 106. My bad. Yeah. So, wow, that's that
big difference.
The crazy thing is, knowing that she's 100 plus years old. I saw the image go across my timeline. And I was like, oh gosh, she gone. No, she's.
Oh,
they just made her retire.
Everyone did.
I was.
What you mean we made you retire?
I was about to stop this segment.
Yeah.
To talk about, because it popped up on the TV.
Yeah, I saw Sister Jean. I'm like, oh, she's too bad.
Yeah,
she's retiring.
I saw Sister Jean 106.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she gone.
Yeah.
It said retired. I'm like, oh, she was working till 106.
Yeah. I've been working for 40 years in this business.
She doubled that.
She worked 40 years after retirement age. Think about that.
Would you be interested in doing such a thing?
I am out of here.
Oh, come on, man.
Be
brother John. Come on, brother John.
I might give you an extra week, you know, just for fun.
Come on, brother John. Let's say you get to 100.
Retirement age is 65. She worked for 41 years after retirement age.
Man,
couldn't be me.
Hey, salute to her, man.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things to the drive. Before we get there, ESPN put out their top 100 NBA players. I would like to see how many Rockets end up on this list. We'll do that next. Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Tomorrow is a Thursday, which is how calendars work, but it'll be a fun Thursday. Obviously, we'll have Indy Kalu, and then we'll go behind enemy lines. I'm trying to make sure I do that as we go through the season, and I don't know how important you view that, but it will be interesting to get a little bit of an insight into what the Titans got going on tomorrow. And coming up here in a little bit, we'll be handing things off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, who I know that they still have. I want to kind of get their feelings after 24 hours. I know that they were able to kind of react a lot with the CJ Gardner-Johnson, but with the reporting, how are they feeling on that is still something that I'm super intrigued to see how the drive feels about.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there, we were talking a little bit earlier about Jaden Higgins. He came up in pursuant to kind of like the tight end conversation we were having a little bit,
right,
and whether he could be used. And you just asked a simple question. What was that question again?
Is he good?
And that's going to be something interesting to kind of see just generally. But I wanted to kind of get a feel for what he's been able to do separation wise. And interestingly enough, just kind of generally, I employed a friend of the show, Texans Cap, just asked him to do a little digging for me. I just kind of deputized him in a way, and I probably
why are you
to
putting
him
to work like
I don't
that,
know.
Man. That man has that family.
He does. He has a day job, and then he does all this cap ramifications.
He got beautiful
stuff.
Kids.
He's got all sorts of stuff. And I was like, here, do some work for me.
Yeah.
Apparently, Higgins is kind of below average, ranked 82nd, just generally. However, his score on is high on go routes and corner routes, but not so much on hitches and digs. So it seems like, you know.
And not a big sample size.
No, not a big sample size to this point. But when it comes to stop, you know, things that are stopping or in breaking, maybe not so much deep passes and out feels like it's available to him. Now, I wonder how much of that is also because of the usage. But as of right now, early on, it seems like he's more of a deep threat than he is, you know, kind of something that you can utilize overs and stuff. And of course, all of this is filtered in within the context of what the offense is and what they make, what makes it makes easy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it has made digs and, you know, stop routes all that easy. So maybe that's part of it. But as of right now, I think that it still remains to be seen, but that's where we are. I did want to get to this though, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'm always up for some basketball. I'm excited for it. And right now that's the team probably with the most hope surrounding it. And ESPN does their top 100. We're gearing up for the season. We're going to have, you know, preseason basketball really within weeks and then regular season basketball within a month.
Mm-hmm.
How many Rockets do you think made ESPN's top 100 right now?
I'm going to say, four.
Figgy?
I'm going to say four.
You're both spot on. Four Houston Rockets.
I almost said three, but I'm like, nah, I think four.
All right. Would you like to try and name the guys that are on the top 100?
I think the highest ranked would be obviously Kevin Durant.
I believe he will be the highest ranked because he's not been ranked yet. There's still the top 10 that will be revealed tomorrow, but very clearly he'll be on there. I'll tell you exactly where he is tomorrow.
Second highest would be Alperen Şengün.
Correct. Yep. Ranked 25th.
Third, so
which
highest.
With mind
25th.
You, 25th.
Wow,
and I mean, which makes sense, right? When you, if you're an all star, you're top, what is that? 12 on both sides, top 24, 25 in that range. Mm-hmm. So he's right there. That makes sense.
Next would be Amen Thompson.
Correct. He's 37th.
That's
and
high.
He's had a pretty a pretty big jump, and I'm going to circle back around to that here in a second. But continuing forward,
Who is fourth, Figgy? Is it? I said four. Is it Jabari?
It is Jabari Smith.
Oh, really? Okay.
Jabari is ranked 74th, up from last year where he was ranked 92nd.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jabari, obviously a nice little jump, but I don't know that Amen Thompson, I mean, because last year you had four players ranked and Amen Thompson wasn't one of those.
Mm-hmm.
He was outside of the top 100 and he jumps to 37. Like, this is a huge jump for men in perspective. And it makes sense. Last year, he was fantastic, and you couldn't find a sensible basketball mind that didn't say, this dude is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
I do wonder, that jump in, I guess, the way that he is viewed, how much of that do you think can be utilized to help mitigate the injury that you have here from Fred VanVleet? Because we talked about this with Fred VanVleet going out. He's not going to be able to replace him.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel so strongly about this. People that talk about point a man, that's fantastic, but teams are just going to go under on screens. You're not going to be able to generate any level of separation because of the fact that you can't shoot, right? Like, that's just not going to happen for you generating offense, starting things in the half court. However, what other ways do you see that level of progress maybe helping this team?
With a man?
Yeah, with a man. Because, I mean, like, it's very obvious how much better of a player he is. I just don't know that the point of men portion. And look, this is going to have to be part of it. They're going to try and use this. But I am interested in seeing what he ends up being, just as a better player, even if not a point guard here.
I see now. I think, you know, obviously, just out of necessity, they're going to have to use him at point guard some. But just as a better player, clearly this offseason has been very much focused on some point guard duty stuff. He talked about it. He said it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Some of that is just the lack of guards that they had. Even
they
with
needed
Fred
him, whether VanVleet was here or not, they needed him to be better at that. And I think he's. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The transition game passing that he has is very good. But it all comes down to, is he going to make a shot? I mean, that's it. Is he going to be able to shoot the ball? you know, at a higher clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see if he shoots at a ball at a better clip, if that then gives him more leeway to do the point guard stuff better. I really want to see what it looks like spacing wise. Like I'm very deeply intrigued to see what that looks like. And we'll get an opportunity relatively soon. Hopefully, it looks good. Cause right now, if he does not look, especially with more on ball type stuff.
Yeah.
I shudder to think what the answers are. Like, I think that the fallback is, as I said earlier, Aaron Holiday, but I don't know that you can do that for like an extended 30 minutes for, you know, 80 games. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't think that that's something that you really want to do in a big way. So I think Amen is obviously one of those guys that as a player we like all the way around. But yeah, I'm still, everything is within the context of Fred VanVleet for me.
This fall, choose Primavera Online and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.